The Greens beat the Blues 3-2 in a close and entertaining match at the Community Pitch on Sunday morning. Both teams played well, and the result could easily have gone the other way. The Greens started strongly. In the seventh minute, Aisha, at 23, one of the youngest players on the team, collected a long pass from midfield, ran past two defenders, and shot the ball into the bottom corner. The goalkeeper had no chance. The crowd, which mostly consisted of parents, partners, and a few children with dogs, gave a polite cheer. The Greens led 1-0. The Blues did not panic. They are known for staying calm under pressure, and after the early goal, they played more carefully. Their captain, a tall woman called Ruth, who has been playing for the Blues for nearly 20 years, organised her team well. They began to keep the ball, pass it patiently, and look for chances. The equaliser came in the 34th minute. Tom, an older defender with grey hair and a quiet manner, made an unusual run forward when his team won a corner. The ball came across the box, and Tom rose above two younger players to head it firmly into the net. He looked surprised that he had scored. His teammates ran to him, laughing. Half-time arrived with the score at 1-1. The team stood near the corner flags, drinking water and talking about what to change. In the second half, the Greens came back fighting. Aisha scored again in the 54th minute, a similar goal, this time after a clever pass from Maria, the Greens' goalkeeper, who had thrown the ball quickly out to start the attack. It was 2-1. The Blues responded 10 minutes later. A young woman called Sarah took a free kick from 25 yards and curled the ball into the top corner. The Greens' goalkeeper could not reach it. The Blues supporters, a small group near the touchline, applauded loudly. 2-2. From this point, the match became more nervous. Both teams had chances. Maria made an excellent save from a header in the 70th minute, diving low to her left. The Blues nearly took the lead, but a shot from Sarah hit the post and bounced away. With 10 minutes remaining, the Greens coach made a substitution. Liam, 15 years old, came on for the first time this season. The crowd noticed. Some of the parents clapped. Liam's grandmother, who had come to watch, was visibly nervous. The winning goal came in the 88th minute. The Greens won the ball in midfield, and Aisha, having been quiet for the previous 15 minutes, picked out a careful pass to Liam, who had run into space behind the Blues' defence. He took one touch to control the ball and side-footed it past the goalkeeper. He stood for a moment, surprised, before his teammates surrounded him. The final whistle blew shortly afterwards. The Greens had won 3-2, but the Blues had played their part in a good match. Both teams shook hands, exchanged a few jokes, and walked off together towards the small pavilion where someone had made tea.